Daf is daf tzadi vav. So let's take it from the last line of tzadi hey. In Beza, the Gemara says, "By Rav Yosef, dachu tmei mesim va'achlu emurei pesach haba betuma." Let's say it's a situation where that the Karan Pesach is brought betuma, and for whatever reason, the people who are tamei mes ended up eating the emurei pesach. Now, emurei pesach are supposed to go on the mizbeach and get burnt; they don't get eaten. And Rashi gives examples like the klayos, v'yoser sarkaved, the different parts of the kidneys and the liver. So the din is they went ahead and ate that these emurim, which you're not supposed to eat, but they ate it betuma. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara says in Tzadi Vav now. So mahu mi the ishtare tumas basar ishtari nami tumas emurim. So from the fact that they're allowed to eat basar, that normally basar cannot be eaten by one who's tame, but there's a special exception this year because the tibor is betuma. So does that heter apply as well to the emurim? They wouldn't violate the issur of eating emurim betuma. Only that which was permitted, which is the basar, is permitted to be eaten betuma. But the gabi, the emurim, that still remains as an isser, and there's isser tuma as well here, and they would violate that additional isser of eating betuma. So Amarav, Rava says, Michli, let's understand this for a moment. Tumas emurim mehecha is rabbe. How do we know that there's an isser of tame as it relates to the emurim? We know because mitumas basar. Tumas basar is the source of tumas emurim. So dichsev, we can now say, it says the pasuk, asher l'ashem. Asher l'ashem, the pasuk, I'll read the whole pasuk, it says, v'hanefesh asher tochal b'masar mizevach hasham asher l'ashem v'tumasu alav v'nichrasa nefesh. So one who eats basar b'tuma, he gets kares. So Gemara darshins, asher l'ashem is l'rabos es ha'emurim. One who eats emurim as well, normally, again, emurim don't get eaten, but if one whose tame does eat them anyways, he's subject to kares. So we see that there's a correlation between the emurim and the basar. So Gemara now says, "Kol heicha the isa the tumas basar isa the tumas emurim." Based on this connection, when there's an isser of eating the basar betuma, so that's where there's an isser of eating emurim betuma. But the reverse, "Kol heicha the lesser the tumas basar," when there's no isser of eating basar betuma, like this case of the Karan Pesach brought betuma, then by extension, lesser the tumas emurim, there would not be an isser of eating emurim in the state of tuma. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question: "By Rabbi Zeira emuri Pesach Mitzrayim heicha?" Now that we're discussing the Emurim, how exactly were they maktir, the Emurim, in the Pesach Mitzrayim? Right? They had Pesach Mitzrayim, they shechted the Karan Pesach. So what did they do with the Emurim? There was no Mizbeach there. So what in the world did they do with them? So the Gemara says, Amar Le'abai, Abai says, Man le'malan de lo shviske oven. Who says that they didn't roast them? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, shviske is around four lines down from the top. The shviske, basar tli b'shiput. Who says they didn't roast them on top of a spit? Who says they didn't do that? So what do they do? They roast it, and then what did they do? So there's machlokas v'sham. Some say perhaps they roasted it and they ate the emurim. Who says there's an isser of emurim in the times of Pesach Mitzrayim? Others say the Miri says no. Perhaps they roasted it and they just burnt it, but there was no bezbeach. So they didn't eat it; they burnt it. So there's machlokas how to interpret this line here. But who says they put it on the mizbeach? Number one, and number two, the Gemara asks, "V'od hatana Rav Yosef shloshim mizbachos hayusham." There are three mizbachos there. They were an actual mizbechos, but still they served as a mizbech. Al mashkov, al shtei mezuzos. They had, the doorpost and the lintel to use as the place where they sprinkled the blood, as a mizbech of some sort. V'sumi dachwina lo havin. There was nothing else. So there's no mizbech, so nothing to speak of. So maybe they just burnt it up. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer. The Gemara doesn't know what to do with this, really. But that's how the Gemara ends this discussion. Fine. So now the Mishnah continues with the distinctions between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach L'Doros. The Mishnah says, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach L'Doros? Pesach Mitzrayim, Mechu Be'asar, they had to buy it on the 10th of Nisan, which was on Shabbos, with Shabbos HaGadol, one of the reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. V'ton Hazah B'Agudas Ezov, in the times of Mitzrayim, they had to use a special, the Agudas Ezov, to sprinkle the blood. V'ha Mashko V'ha Shem Mezuzos, they had to rub it on the doorpost. V'necha B'Chipazim, they had to eat it very, very quickly. B'Lail Echad, it was all in one night. Pesach Doros Noeg Kol Shiva. However, Pesach in L'Doros for generations was all 7 days. So we're going to explain each of these cases as we go through the Gemara. Now, this Mishnah lists, I think, four or five differences. The Acharon point out there are around 11 differences found between Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doros. Some of them are we just mentioned before about the Emurim, what to do with the Emurim. Times of Pesach Mitzrayim, perhaps they did nothing. Perhaps they ate the Pesach. The din of Pesach Mitzrayim, there's an Indian to dafka take a lakachush chena karov. You're supposed to have it with your neighbor, the Pasuk says, by Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no such requirement by Pesach Doros. There was an option of gathering together, no obligation. The Mumim were not applicable to Pesach and Mitzrayim because Mumim didn't exist before the Torah. But the times of Pesach and Doros there was. So there's a whole list of 11 differences that, for whatever reason, are not mentioned here in the Mishnah. Now, when it comes to the Indian of buying the Pesach Mitzrayim on the 10th of Nisan, so the Chazon Ish raised the question, did they have to buy it and be makdish it, or simply buy it and designate it, but they didn't actually have to makdish it? So this is a suffix in the Chazon Ish. The Turi Eben writes in Megillah explicitly that you had to actually be makdish it on the 10th as well. I raised a shaila, if it was Shabbos HaGadol, how are you able to makdish an animal in Shabbos HaGadol? Fine, but either way, he felt you had to makdish it, not simply to designate it. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. So now Gemara wants to go through each of these dinim. How do we know these differences, in fact, are were true? So Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know? Dechsiv, it says, Dabriel called Asi Yisrael, Lamer Be'esel L'Chodesh Hazeh V'yikru. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bo that he spoke to Adas Yisrael to say, Be'esel L'Chodesh Hazeh. So you're supposed to buy an animal v'yikru to buy it in this the 10th of this month, in Nisan. So Mechu Be'esel, Ve'ezem Mechu Be'esel, this one. Pesach Mitzrayim had to be bought on the 10th of Nisan. Vein Pesach Doros Mecho Mib'Esser. However, in the future, the current Pesach does not need to be bought on the 10th. El Miata, that's the case. It says, V'yelachem L'mishmeres Ad Ha'barasar Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh. It says in the Pesach that you have to protect, watch over the Pesach Mitzrayim for 4 days until the 14th, from the 10th until the 14th. Tachanami, are we going to say, Zetan Bikur Dal Yamim Kodem Shechita? Only the Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikur Dal Yamim to inspect the animal for 4 days. V'ein acher tan biker, but we never have any carbon that requires dal biker yamim. V'atani ben bagbag omer, doesn't ben bagbag teach us, minayin l'tamid shetan biker dal yamim kodem shchita, that the tamid also requires, the tamid l'doros required biker dal yamim. Shenemar says, tishmeru l'akriv li b'mado, you're supposed to preserve the carbon tamid. So it wasn't only Pesach Mitzrayim, even though it says the word zeh, in other words, zeh is not really a proper diuk. Because it's not true. Zeh was not, Pesach Mitzrayim was not the only case that requires Bikur Dal Yam. V'lahalan Omer, it says later on, V'hayelachem the Mishmeres, Arar Basar, Malahalas, the Gemara says, Tan Bikur Dal Yam, Kodem Shchita, Af Kan, Tan Bikur Dal Yam, Kodem Shchita. So he learns in Joshua that you connect the case of, it says, the case of Tishmeru of Tamid, to Mishmeres of Pesach Mitzrayim, and we apply the Dal Bikur Dal Yamim to the Tamid as well. So it's not just Pesach Mitzrayim that requires this. So Gemara says, shiny hasim over that's different, dichsiv tishmeru. Since it says the word tishmeru, so we're able to apply it to the case of the tamid. But as opposed to Pesach Ladaris, we don't have to apply it. But Gemara says, what do you mean? Pesach Doris nami haksiv va'avartes avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. It says in the Pasuk in Bo that you should do this avoda in this month. What do you mean in this month? So the Gemara darshins, sheyuhu kol avodos chodesh zeh kazeh. All the avodas, ladaris, all the future karbanos Pesach that are going to be brought in this month, the month of Nisan, should be just like the Pesach Mitzrayim, with a few exceptions as we'll see. But either way, Bikur Dal Yamin would apply to both Tamid and Pesach Ladaros. So that's not that's the word Zeh from the Zeh Mechel Be'eser, Vein Pesach Ladaros, Mechel Be'eser is not really a good deal. So the Gemara then says, before I go right to the Gemara, there is a Rashi here that points out, I can't find the Rashi right now, but he writes that you have to do Dalad Bikur Yamim, the Bikur Dal Yamim for 4 days, you have to inspect every single day, you have to inspect the animal. Now the Rambam says, no, you only have to inspect it in the beginning, and you inspect it at the end, right before you shechna. But each day you don't have to. So the Achorim point out that the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam is as follows. Rashi thinks the requirement is to inspect for mumim. That's what Rashi thinks. But according to Rambam, the Rambam thinks the Indian is in order to simply have a shmir. The carbon has to be protected. Not to do an inspection, but there has to be a shmirah that you watch over so it doesn't leave the fence, doesn't leave the gate. But the inspection of the beaker is not really the ikker. Just the shmirah is the ikker, but according to Rashi, the ikker is really the beaker. Either way, we see that this Indian of, when it comes to the beaker dal yamim, applies to the Pesach Mitzrayim, applies to Pesach Doros, and applies as well to the Karban Tamid. So now the Gemara says, Ella hahu hazeh. So what do you do with the word hazeh? So if the word hazeh is not really a proper diuk, so what do you do with the mekhu zeh? Be'esel l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu. So Gemara says, Lemute Pesach sheni tikvase. So it's coming to teach us that by when it comes to the Bikur Dal Yamim, you don't have to do Bikur Dal Yamim when it comes to Pesach sheni. Well, that's what it's coming to exclude. Fine. So El Miata. So if the word hazeh does exclude something, it didn't exclude Pesach Ladoros, because we connect Pesach Ladoros to Pesach Mitzrayim. So now we have another case of the word hazeh. So El Miata, d'chsiv v'achlos abasar b'layla hazeh. You're supposed to eat the meat of the Pesach this night, hachanami, dezeh necha b'layla, vein acher necha b'layla. is Karban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, the only case where you eat Belayla, but you don't eat something else Belayla, meaning Pesach Ledoros, you don't eat Belayla. But Amar Krala, Pasuk says, Vavah Tesa Voda. You have to do everything Pesach Ledoros as you do Pesach Mitzrayim. So even Pesach Ledoros is going to be eaten Belayla. So then, if that's the case, Ela Hazeh Lamali. So what do you do with the word Hazeh? So Gemara says, Lichat Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Kiva. What's that machlokas? So Rashi refers to machlokas in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, the first parak there, that Laila Hazeh, that we connect Laila Hazeh to Mitzrayim, just like a chatzos is when Machas Bechoros came in. So that's Ad Chatzos, you must eat it. And then Rabbi Kiva has a different drasha, but it has to do with the how far into the night you eat it, either chatzos or even or until the morning. But Lagabi eating itself, Stam, you definitely eat the Pesach Ladaros, Belayla as well. So then the Gemara says, okay, so El Miat, if that's the case, V'chol Ariel Lo Yochal Bo, so that an Ariel, a person who does not have a Mila, cannot eat Pesach Mitzrayim. So Hachanami is going to say, the Bo Eino Ochel, he can't eat the Pesach Mitzrayim. Aval Ochel, but Pesach Daros, Bo, only Pesach Mitzrayim is Aser, but he's allowed to participate in Pesach Ladaros. Amar Kala Pasuk says Va'avata, that all the dinim are the same, but Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Ladaros. Ela Bo Lamali, so what do we do with the word Bo? Bo Eino Ochel, Aval Hu Ochel B'matza Mara. Bo is not going on the Karim Pesach, it's going on versus another Karim Pesach, it's referring to he cannot eat any Karim Pesach, Bain Pesach Mitzrayim, Bain Ladaros, but he can eat the Matza Umara. That's what the Bo is coming to teach us. El Miat, if that's the case, a Ben Necha Lo Yocha Bo, a Goy, cannot eat the Karim Pesach Mitzrayim. So Gemara makes a dik. Hachanami, bo eino ochel, val ochel hu Pesach ladaros? He's allowed to eat the Pesach ladaros? Certainly not. Amar Krav, avavta, he has to do all the same dinim as Pesach Rishon. Pesach ladaros is the same as Pesach Mitzrayim. Ela bo lamali, what do you do with the word bo? Bo, heimaris das posel, is a person who's apikoris, who doesn't follow the halacha. He's disqualified from eating any Pesach, but v'ein hamaris das posel b'tshuma. It's a distinction between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Ladaros as one group, that he is disqualified, but he is allowed to participate in the eating of Tshuma. So Gemara says now, after establishing that both an Ariel and a Ben Nechar are not allowed to eat the Pesach, so Gemara says, why do you need both Pesachim? Why can you learn one for the next? So Gemara says, Vitzterech lemichtav Ariel, Vitzterech lemichtav Ben Nechar. Di kasa rachmana Ariel, had only an Ariel, one who has no Mila, Bishum de Maus, that's something that's disgusting. About Ben Nechar, lo Maus, the person who's a Ben Nechar, a person who's a non-Jew, a person who's not following halacha, that's not disgusting. So Emelo, maybe he would not be excluded. Tzricha. The Amisai, Ashmin, if he taught Benechar, Bishim Dein Liba L'Shemayim, because he doesn't have any kavanah. He's not following the halacha, so he should be excluded. Aval, maybe an Ariel, the Liba L'Shemayim, an Ariel, who let's say he's an Ariel because Achav Mesa Machmas Mila, let's say his brothers died and they couldn't handle the Mila, so he was exempt because that's his brothers died from this. It's dangerous for him. So, but he has Libel the Shemaim just for technical reasons. He can't have a Mila. So he has Libel the Shemaim, Ema maybe low. Maybe he would not be excluded from the Karim Pesach. Tzricha, we need to teach us both an Ariel, regardless of why, and a Ben Nechar are excluded from the Karim Pesach. So El Miat, if that's the case now, the Gemara says, Tosha v'sacher lo yocha bo. So Toshav and Asacher, different types of people and different types of avadim, that they're not allowed to participate in the Karim Pesach. So Hachanami de bohu eino ochel, aval ochel hu bePesach daros. That means a Toshav v'sacher may eat the Pesach ladaros, but the pasuk says Amar Krav avalta, that we equate Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach ladaros. Ela bo lamali bo hamaris das poselis. Again, vein hamaris das poselis b'tshuma. Again, the same idea. I don't know why it's repeated here, but the same idea of a person who's not a full-fledged Jew following the lacha, he's disqualified from a Pesach, but he's not disqualified from eating Truma. So again, the Gemara continues, El Miat, if that's the case, Umalso, so Az Yochal Bo, Hachnami de Bo, Eino Ochel, Fel Ochel Pesach Ladaros. So the person, if the Eved gets a Bris Mila, so he's allowed to eat it, but if he doesn't have one, so he can't eat it, does that apply that Pesach Ladaros could, if the Eved doesn't have a Mila, the owner, the Baal, can eat Pesach Ladaros? The Gemara says, Amar Krav Avata, you have to do all the same halachas of Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Ladaros. So Ella Bo Lamali, Bo Mila Zachariv Avada Makeves, Vein Mila Zachariv Avada Makeves Betruma. So now, only by Karim Pesach does the Mila on his Avadim disqualify him, but as opposed to eating Truma, even though his Avadim may not have a Mila, it will not disqualify him, he can continue to eat the Truma. So then the Gemara says, El Meat, if that's the case, Dechsiv Ve'etim Lo Yishbru Bo, that you can't break the bones of Pesach Mitzrayim, the bo ain't no shover, about shover a Pesach Daros, but you can't break the bones of Pesach Daros. Again, that's not true. Amar Krav Avata. Ela bo lamali, bo bekasher v'lo bepasel. That only by a kasher Karim Pesach is there an iser to break the bones, but a disqualified apostle Karim Pesach, there is no such iser. So then, finally, Ela Me'ata dechseva al tochli mimenu no. So you can't eat it when it's raw. The Pesach must be roasted. So are we going to make the dik mimenu iata ochel? You can't eat the Pesach Mitzrayim when it's raw. Aval ta ochel now Pesach doros, but the Pesach doros can be eaten no, can be eaten raw. Amrakava v'ata. All the lachas have to be the same. Ella mimenu lamali lichtharaba Rabbi Yitzchak. It's teaching us a drasha. What he has to say, which Rashi says referring to the case of Meiser. So if you look at Rashi, last two lines, Rashi says kedraba am Rabbi Yitzchak beperek arel taf ayin dalad. Nemar mimenu pesach, the nemar mimenu b'maiser, using the word mimenu as a gezer shava, lahalana arel aser b'pesach, afkan arel aser b'maiser, to teach us by extension that arel, just like he cannot eat pesach, he also may not eat from maiser. So this is the whole long drasha of equating the dinim and what to make the drasha of the word hazeh and bo. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, v'nechal b'chipaz aminal, and how do you know that they had to eat it quickly in Mitzrayim, but not l'daros? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "V'chaltem oso b'chipazon." He ate it b'chipazon, and the Gemara is medayik, "Oso nechal b'chipazon it." The current Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten quickly. Vein acha nechal b'chipazon, but not any other one. It's unclear what that means. How to define b'chipazon is like a clock you're eating. You know how fast, but something a little rushed. You're hurried up in eating the Pesach Mitzrayim, as opposed to Pesach Adar should be eaten as kings, more relaxed, taken easy. But there's no real way to quantify this. At least I didn't see anything in the Mefarshim how to distinguish between chipazon and not chipazon. So then the Gemara says, now the final line, the final distinction that the Mishnah mentions is that the Pesach Mitzrayim was one day, one night, and the Pesach Doros was all seven. So what was one night and what was all seven? So the Gemara tries to clarify this. The Gemara says, Pesach Doros noeg kol shiva v'chulu, amai ka'i, what's it referring to? Which iser, which aspect of the Pesach, is the current Pesach itself, the eating of matzah, the iser chametz, what are we describing here in this last line of the Mishnah? So Elaim, if you're telling me it's referring to our Pesach itself, Pesach kol shiva mi'ika? We don't bring a Karim Pesach all 7 days of a Pesach Ladaros. It's not referring to the Karim Pesach itself. So what's it referring to? So the Gemara says in Amr Beis now, Ella, Achametz is referring to the Isra of eating Chametz. So the Gemara says that now what happens is, the Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad, Vesulal. Because now the way we read the Mishnah is, the Pesach Mitzrayim, you can eat Chametz Laila just the first night. And Pesach Ladaros, you can eat Chametz all 7 days. So that implies that the Pesach Mitzrayim, only Belaila was it usher to eat Chametz. But the daytime of the first day, you were able to eat chametz. The next morning, you could eat chametz. But that wasn't true. V'hatani Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Minayin lepesach Mitzrayim she'en chimuta noeg ela yom echad. How do we know it was only kept one full day, as opposed to 7 days, but the entire day, not just the night, but the entire 24 hours, it was asked to have chametz. Tamal omer lo yochal chametz, you can't eat chametz. V'samech le hayom atem yotzim, the day that you're leaving. So we see the entire first 24 hours is asked, not simply the night. So the Mishnah is not accurate. So the Gemara says, "Ella hachi kamar, laila echad v'huadin lePesach Doros v'chimutzo koayom v'Pesach Doros noy kol shiva." So what it means is, and we read Rashi, that the first night is referring to Pesach Karim Pesach. The Karim Pesach is knowing only the first night of Pesach Mitzrayim. So to the Karim Pesach, is the Doros is also the first night. And when it comes to chametz, chametz is also the first day of Pesach Mitzrayim and all 7 days of Pesach Lados. That's how you read it. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes 4 lines down from the top. Ella halchi mashma. V'nechal b'chipazon b'layla echad. The eating of the chipazon, that inyan, was the first night. V'hu adin the Pesach doros nami layla echad. You're supposed to eat it b'chipazon the first night. The current Pesach b'chipazon the first night. And opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim, chimutzo noe kolayom u Pesach doros. That's how you read the Mishnah. We have to add in a couple words to make the Mishnah flow nicely. Okay, so now the rest of the daf is a bit complicated. Now, not terribly complicated, but a bit of a different topic, not as an easy topic. So the Mishnah goes as follows. Mishnah says, Amr Rabbi Yeshua Shemati, Shetemuras Pesach Kreva, Utemuras Pesach Eino Kreva. I heard that a person takes a Pesach, and he does Temura, so that Pesach now extends Kedusha to the second animal as well. That Temura, I heard, on one hand, you can be makriv such a Temuras Pesach, but I also heard that you cannot be makriv a Temuras Pesach. Vein li lefarsh. I don't know how to explain which one is makriv, which one's not. So Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Ani Afresh, I'll explain to you. HaPesach shenimsa kodem shchitas haPesach, yira ad shiestayv, v'yimchar v'yavi bedam of shalmim. That if you find the Pesach, an extra Pesach, before, let's say a person sets aside one Karim Pesach, he loses it. So he sets aside a second Karim Pesach. Now he finds the other one, so now he's got two in front of him. So now one he shechs is a Karim Pesach, the other one is pushed off, and he has to sell and use the money to for Shalman. V'chein Temurah, so the same is true with the Temurah. Guy has two Temurahs, the same will be true as well. And then, as opposed to achar shechitas ha-pesach, if he found it after the shechitas pesach, then he actually wouldn't have to sell it. He could actually use the animal, karev shlamim itself, v'chein t'murasa. So let's look at Rashi to make that a little bit clearer. Rashi writes, look at Rashi, ha-pesach she'avad. Ha-pesach she'avad, Rashi writes, ha-pesach she'avad v'hifrish achar tachtam. You lose a pesach, and you set aside another one in its place. V'nimsa rishon kodem shechitas ha-sheni. Then you find the first one before you shech the second one, so now you have two in front of you. The Haya Omer Lefanenu B'Shah Shechita. You have two Karbanos Pesach in front of you. You only need one. Harei, Kavaso Shah Shechita B'Shem Pesach. So now, the Chatzos kicks in. It's a Zman Shechita. So now they both have a Shem Pesach on them. They're both in front of you. They're both Roy to be Shechted. Harei, Kavaso Shah Shechita B'Shem Pesach. Now the Zman Shechita is Kaveya both these animals as a Shem Pesach. V'zeh, Shlohi Krivu, the one you decide not to Shecht, is dachel biyadayim, as if you took it and pushed it off. You made it puzzle, because now it's unnecessary, but you shechting it in front of you and you're not using it, that becomes puzzle. So therefore, lo yikav od hu atzmo shlamim. You cannot take that extra pesach and use that shlamim dein te moser pesach. That's not called the moser pesach, ella, that's called a pesach dichui. That's called a pusha pesach, not an extra pesach. An extra pesach is you find it after the fact. But if you know about it beforehand and you knowingly don't use it, that's called a dichui biyadayim, and that pesach would be puzzle. That's why you have to go ahead and let it graze. And when it gets to bamum, you could sell it and use the money for shlamim. And v'chein t'murasa, says Rashi, if you now take a Karban Pesach and you do a tumura on a chulun animal, that tumura has the same exact din as the Pesach itself. In other words, if you, let's say, have two Pesach before Shechita, and they're both in front of you, you decide to Shecht A, and you decide not to use B, B becomes a pasul Pesach, you have to graze it and sell it when it gets a mum. If I take that Pesach before I let it get a mum, and I do a tmur onto another animal, that tmur has the same exact din as the original animal, that you also have to let that tmur graze until it gets a bamum and sell it for shlamim. That's the din. That's all if this was all the if it happened before Shechita. Now Rashi continues and says, Vim l'achar shechitas hasheni nimsa. Let's say you shech the carbon B. And then after you shech carbon B, you find carbon A, it comes back, but you already shech to the Pesach. So what happens with that first animal that you've lost? So the Gemara says, Vim l'achar shechitas hasheni nimsa. Harei lo kavasu shashchita b'shem pesach. That lost animal that's now found was never kavua through the shzman shchita because it wasn't roy for you. You didn't have it in front of you at the time. It was somehow running around. Eleven lo nitchmei daim. It was never you never knowingly pushed it off. You just couldn't find it. V'yavi, and therefore when that animal's found, you could bring it. Yavi shlamim. That animal itself can be brought to shlamim. The Yaakov who asked shlamim. It's called the moser pesach as opposed to pesach yidcha. That's the din. And the tumura would be the same exact case if you do tumura on that animal that was found at this Zman Shechita. If you do tumura of that animal, that tumura would also be a din of shlamim, and you can makir of it itself. So that's the din of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Lema Pesach Karev u Pesach Eino Karev. Why is the Mishnah getting so fancy here? The Mishnah could have said, I knew there's one Pesach that's shechted and one Pesach that's not shechted. Why did it say, I knew about tumura's Pesach as Shech Kreva and Tumur Pesach Eino Kreva? It's the same exact din, but the Mishnah says that if you find the Pesach beforehand, you shecht it, and the Tumur is the same exact din. If you find the Pesach afterwards, that you could be a makrovit, and the Tumur of that animal is the same exact din. Forget the case of Tumur. Why get so fancy? Just speak about a Pesach, a Moser Pesach, that shecht it and not shecht it. So the Gemara says, Hakamashon, this is teaching us, Dika Tumur as a Pesach de lo Kiva. To tell me, there's such a concept that a Tumur's Pesach cannot be makrovit. Because I would have thought, if you look at Rashi to explain the Havamina, Rashi explains, the first Rashi in the Gemara here says, the Ika Timura Pesach de lo Kirva, there's such a concept that a Timura Pesach cannot be makriv. For long reason, I don't say, Mitchila Shlamim hi. Initially, when I separated this Timura, it was really for Shlamim. Vafil himir kodem Shchita, even if I would do the Timura before the Shchita of both animals, I did the Timura of the second animal, lo kavasa zman Shchita b'shem Pesach vein bo dichoy, el afid nikves b'pesach v'nilches. In other words, if I have, let's say, two animals in front of me, I shecht A. And now B, it says, nidcha biyadayim. I'm not using it. So that's already, I have to let it graze until it gets a bamum. Fine. Now, when I do tumura, I would have thought, when I'm doing tumura, I'm clearly doing the tumura to make this animal into a shlamim. I'm not using it to make a pasul, a pesach. So the Gemara thought, maybe there's a hamid to think that tumura that I'm making has a din of shlamim. It does not have to have the psul of the carbon I'm using it for. Kamashmon, that since I'm doing a tumura of a Pesach that's nidch b'yadayim, it has the same exact halacha as that Pesach that's nidch b'yadayim. In other words, just like that Pesach, I have to let it year of yistayiv, achi yistayiv av yimchar, so to this tumura, eino kreva, to this Pesach, eino kreva, and I have to wait for it to get a bama.
This tumura
After Tamura is a funny din that all you're trying to do, you're trying to just take the kedusha that exists and not remove it. You're just trying to apply it also to another animal. So the halacha, the very simple halacha is that whatever is the kedusha of the original animal is the same exact kedusha applies to the second animal.
So now, this is B. So A was the pesach that ran away, so you lost it. Is B is a tamura or zero?
No, the B in our case, there's A and B, the current pesach. So A, I lose A, I bring B.
But B's not the
tamura. So well, not right. B is another pesach. Now A comes back. So I decide to shecht A, let's say, and the B I decide not to. So B is nitcha b'yadayim. Now I do tamura on B. So I've got B and also tamura of B. So it's telling us that tamura B, don't think tamura B is like a shlamim, because since I did tamura, when I don't need a pesach anymore, maybe it has a regular dinner of shlamim. No, whatever the nature of the B is, that applies to tamura as well. And both of them ain't no craver. That's the case. So now the Gemara says three lines down from the Mishnah, itmar. Rabba Amar, when we said in the Mishnah, if you found the pesach, the animal A, if it was before shchita or after shchita, so if this machlokas, does that mean before the zman shchita or before the maisa of shchita? So the Gemara explains this is machlokas amarayim. Itmar, Rabba Amar, Kodam Shchita Ulacha Shchita. It's referring to Shaninu. It's referring to the shechting, the actual Maisa of the Shchita. And Rabbi Zeira Amar, Kodam Chatzos Ulacha Chatzos Shaninu. He's referring to this Zman. So you could have a case where after Chatzos, you found the other animal, but you haven't shechted it yet. So according to Rabbi Zeira, if it's Lacha Zman Shchita, the animal is already Kaveya. But according to Rabbi, it's all based on the actual Maisa Shchita. So the Gemara explained, Rabbi Zeira, Hakatani, does our Mishnah clearly say referring to the Maisa? Our Mishnah says, Hakatani, Kodem Shchitas HaPesach is a distinction. There's the Maisa Shchita. So Rabbi Zeira says, not a problem. Emo, let's say the Mishnah really meant Kodem Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Just add the word Zman, and then that works out nicely. It meant Zman, it's referring to the Zman. So Gemara says, this machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, whether it's Maisa Shchita versus Zman Shchita, is in fact really a machlokes tonight. Kitanai? Pesach shenimsa kodem shchita yira alacha yira lacha shchita yikariv. That's all talking about the ma'isa shchita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he felt kodem chatzos, that's zman yira lacha chatzos yikariv. So that's the machlokas tanoim is also a machlokas amoram. So then the Gemara says acha shchitas pesach lo yavishlamim. If let's say you lost animal A and you bring a replacement, so B. You shech the B, you did the whole Zman, the whole Shchita of B, then you find A after the fact. So the idea is that A is not called Nitzcha B'Yadayim. I didn't knowingly push it off, I lost it. So now when I find A after I did my Shchita of the Karm Pesach, I could use it as a Shlamim. That animal itself can be brought as a Shlamim. So the Gemara now qualifies and says, Amar Rava, Rava says, and according to some, this should be Rabba, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Ela Shinimsa Achar Shchita Veheimer Bo Achar Shchita. So this is all true, this halacha, is if I find A after I did the Karim Pesach of B, and I did the Tamur of A also after the Shchita. But let's say Nimsa Kodem Shchita. Let's say you found A before Shchita. The Hemir Bo Acha Shchita. So now, the case we spoke about before is where you found both animals before, and you did Tamura also beforehand. But let's say you find it beforehand, but you do Tamura only after the Shchita has been done. What's the din? So he says, "Hamer bo acha shchita tamraso mikach kedusha dechuya kasu lo kerva." Right. So the din is that again, when the Mishnah says when you found A, it's only if you found A after the shchita. So now A is completely kosher. But if you found A beforehand, but you did the tamura afterwards, the tamura comes from the A. And just like the A, since it was found before the shchita, the A is possible. So to the tamura, even though the tamura was done after the shchita, the tamura takes on the same exact din as the A, in which case it would be possible. Ain't no kerva. No, you can do tamura anything you want. We haven't done Mesachas tamura yet, but you can tamura anything you want. It's up to you. Tamura is a strange din, which is an isser. It's an isser to do tamura. But if one does it, this is what happens. These are halachas. These are the repercussions of doing it. So no, the whole case of tamura is strange. So having another strange guy do it, he did before, after, no, nothing is different about tamura.
There's a kedusha. I'm just curious. The kedusha leaves A, or does it stay?
No, it stays. It stays in A.
Just contaminated season.
Exactly, right. So now it could be, again, you have cases where it doesn't contaminate. It could also be where it creates kedusha. If you have an animal that's a shlamim, it's a good kedusha, right? Right. Exactly right. It applies. It. What's a good way to say it? It replicates the kedusha of A, whatever that is, whether it's a good kedusha or a bad kedusha. It replicates. So now the Gemara asks a question. Asivay Abaye. Abaye says im kesev. The pasuk says matam alomer kesev. The rabos tumor se pesach. So achar pesach shakir v'shlamim. So the word im kesev tells me that not only you bring a karm pesach, but even a tumor se pesach that's brought after the pesach. If I do tamura after the Pesach is done, that's a karver shlamim. I could bring it as a shlamim itself. So what does that mean? What's the case here? Heichidami. Ilema shenimtza achas shchita v'hemer bo achas shchita. If it's a case where you found the lost Pesach, right, the Pesach A you found, after you already did the shchita of Pesach B, so you found Pesach A afterwards, and you did Tumur afterwards as well, that's acceptable. In Kesef, you could bring that as a regular shlamim shchita. That's obvious point. Lama likra, but you don't need Pesach. That's too obvious to tell me that you're allowed to bring that as a karbon. Ella, it must be lab shenimtza kodim shchita, where you found A before you did shchita B, and v'hemer bo achas shchita, but you did the Tumur after you did shchita B. Is this not our case? And yet the pasuk says im kesev l'rabos, such a karbon, you could bring it as a shlamim. So right, we just said above, according to Rabba or Rava, that if you find A before a shchita, but you do Tumur afterwards, it's possible because it comes from koch d'chuya kasu. But this price seems to imply that you find it before, you do Tumur afterwards, it's actually acceptable. So Gemara says, lo, li'olam shenimtza achas shchita, v'hemer bo achas shchita. Really? The Josh is referring to, you found A afterwards, you did Tumur afterwards, it was obvious, we didn't need to learn the Pasuk. You're right. Kra esmach de ba'alma. The Pasuk's not really telling us this. This is an obvious point. It's simply an esmach de ba'alma, not really a Joshua. Okay. So now, so what's the real Joshua? So what's, if that's a fake Joshua, what's the real Joshua from this Pasuk? Ela kra lamai asa. How do you darshan this Pasuk? So Gemara brings another Medrash that tells us how to darshan it. Kedetanya, Kesev, the Rabbos is a Pesach le'elya, to tell me that the tail, the Pesach, is also brought on the as a carbon. On the Mizbeach. So, Kshomer im Kesev, what's the word im? The Rabbos Pesach Shavar Shnaso, to tell me that if the animal Pesach that a year passed, to tell me that that carbon is acceptable as well. Ula Shlamim Habarn Machmas Pesach Lechal Mitzvah Shlamim, that the Dina as well. There's some other Dina of Shlamim. This Pasuk, I think, is referring to a case of Shlamim, a general Shlamim. So, it's telling me that if you have Pesach that the year passed, even though it's possible for Pesach, because a Pesach must be Ben Shana, you could use it for a Shlamim. Or shlamim haba machmas pesach lechal mitzvah shlamim, where a leftover pesach, a mosa pesach, has all the dinim of a shlamim. Shetan smicha, you need to do smicha, v'nisachem, the tenufa, you have to wave, the chaz of a shok. All these dinim applies well from the words im kesev. Uchshu omer, when it says the word vim eiz in the continuation of the pasuk, hifsa getting in to tell me that as opposed to the kesev requires the elya to be brought in the mizbech, the eiz limed al eiz shein atuna elya, the elya does not go on the mizbech. Fine, that's a drasha, nothing to do with what we've been talking about. And regarding our case here, our qualification still stands, that if you find A before Shchita, and you do Tumura after Shchita, it's possible because it comes from Koch Kedusha Duchuya. So now the Gemara presents an Ikadam here. Gemara says, six lines up from the bottom here, Ikadamasi, others learn as follows. Aresha, referring to the Resha of the Mishnah. What does Aresha say? HaPesach Shenimsa, Kodem Shchita HaPesach, Yira Ad Shiestayv, V'yimchar V'yavish B'damav Shlamim, V'chein Timurasu. If you find the Pesach beforehand, so then you have to let it graze. You can't use the animal itself as a shlamim, and the tumor will be the same thing. So Amar Rava, Rava qualifies and says, "Lo shanu el shenimtza kodem shchita v'emir bo kodem shchita." This is all true. If you found it before shchita and you did the tumor before shchita, that's when it's possible. Ava, but if you're nimtza kodem shchita v'emir bo achar shchita, this is the opposite of what we said above. If you find it before shchita, but you do tumor after shchita, then actually, tumuraso kreva shlamim. You actually can bring this tumura as shlamim itself, but it is not considered coming from koch dechuya, the complete opposite of what we said above from the Rava's understanding. So my timer, ki kava shchita midi dechazile, midi de lo chazile lo kava. Because when we said that the Pesach A that's found now, the zman shchita is only koveya that which is roy to be brought to Karim Pesach. So both animals, A and B, are roy to be brought to Karim Pesach. Whatever I choose is good. Whatever I don't choose becomes bad. So Zman Shchita is a doche, that animal is doche from being used. But a Tumura, towards that Shaykh that he brought to Karim Pesach, the Zman Shchita has no effect on the actual Tumura. So it comes out here, I don't know enough about the lumness of Tumura, but what seems to say here, you know, just a very simple way, it seems that how much does a Tumura take on the initial Kedusha of the animal, or is there some independence to it? So according to the first Ma'adamar, it seems that the Tumura takes on the initial Kedusha, whatever it is, regardless. Or no. Tumur has some level of Kedusha, but stands alone. L'maisa, it's not a Karim Pesach. And since it's not a Karim Pesach, it won't be affected by this man that's Koveya, the other Pesach. It won't affect and impact and possible this Tumur. So that's his understanding now, that such an animal, again, that you did Tumura, you found it beforehand, you found beforehand, but the Tumur afterwards, it actually would be an acceptable Karban Shlamim. So Gemara now challenges him, we'll finish with this. Esive, Abai asks the following question. Im kesev matam lomer l'rabos tumuras pesach. This comes to include that even tumuras pesach achar pesach shekrev shlamim, that you find it after the pesach or you do it after the pesach is acceptable as a shlamim. So Gemara says on to daf tzadi zayin now yochel aflepe pesach kain. One might think even if you did it before the Pesach, it would be acceptable. So Tamalomar, who carved ein tamur as a Pesach kreva? So we see there's a distinction based on this drasha that a tamur before the shechita and a tamur afterwards. So what's the difference? What's the case here? So Gemara says heichidami ilema shenimsa kodem shechita veheimer bo kedusha kodem shechita shita. If you say you found A before Shechita, and you also did Temura before Shechita, so that's puzzle. Of course it's puzzle. Shechita, this is obvious. No one would think otherwise. Lama likra, why would you have to bring a puzzle to tell me that you find A before Shechita, and you do Temura before Shechita? Of course it's puzzle. El alav, is it not a case? Shenimsa kodem Shechita, where you found A before Shechita, but you did the Temura heimer bo acha Shechita, but you found it afterwards, and yet we still see that the animal is a puzzle. It's disqualified. So Gemara says, you're right. It's acceptable, rather. It's acceptable against what Rava said before. So Gemara says, you're right. It's the tiyufta, the Rava tiyufta. While our Brisa says a tmura after Zman Shechita is acceptable, and Rava says it was unacceptable, that ends up being a tiyufta to Rava. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We started with a question about someone who was tame during the Zman of Shechita's Karim Pesach, the Zman that came Betumah, whether or not one who goes on to eat the Emurim of such a Karim Pesach, whether or not that would be violating Tumah or not. And the Gemara says, whether there's a connection between Tumas Basar and Tumas Emurim, if there's no Isser of eating Tumas Basar like this particular year, then by the extension, there's no Isser of eating the Emurim Betumah either. Then the Gemara wanted to know, what did they do with the Emurim of the Pesach Matrim? There was no Mizbeach. So the Gemara said, maybe they roasted it and actually ate it. Maybe they roasted it and put it on, just burnt it up. And we're pointing out there were three mizbechos in the Pesach Matrim, the Mashkof and the Shem Mezuzos. Then the Mishnah pointed out the difference between Pesach Matrim and Pesach Ladaros, between buying in the 10th of Nisan and Hazab Begudis Azov and the Mashkof and Shem Mezuzos and eating Bechipazim. And we went through all the different drashas that all the halachas of Pesach Risha, Pesach Matrim, apply to Pesach Daros, and some exceptions without going through all the drashas about an Ariel and a Bnei Nechar, the distinction between a Pesach and eating Truma. We went through all those different dinim, and then the Gemara at the end said Bechipazon applied to Pesach Matrim, not Pesach Ladaros. We end up tweaking that and saying, no, it does apply to Pesach Ladaros as well, the first night. The distinction is that it's only the first day of Pesach Mitzrayim is Aser and Chametz, but Pesach Ladaros is Aser all 7 days. Then we have this Mishnah about Tumuras Pesach that's Kreva versus Tumuras Pesach that's not. Rabbi Kiva says one referring to before the Shechita, it's Pasel. One that's found after Shechita is acceptable. Machlok is Rabbi Reb Zera and Tanakam Reb Elazar, that's referring to Zman Shechita or the Maisa Shechita. And then the distinction of Rav and Rabba of finding it before and the Tumura afterwards, after the Shechita, is that considered Pasel or is that considered Kasher? Okay, we'll stop here. I guess tomorrow we won't have daf together, and we'll pick up.